Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, not a lot of people could force you to get apple slices with your Happy Meal instead of your french fries, but your mother could. And look, you're not okay with people licking their thumb and then putting it on your face to wipe away a smudge, but your mother could. Because mothers, underappreciated as they may be, they're also the day-to-day heroes of all the small details that we take for granted, right? And with Mother's Day this Sunday, we get to show them our appreciation for all they do, have done, and have endured. And that's sweet. But let's be honest. Mothers, much like the rest of us, they're not perfect. In fact, moms can screw up big time. There's a mother who forgot her child in a park while she was talking on the phone. Or the Texas mother who not only got a DWI with her kid in the car, she forgot that her kid was in the car. Then there's a mother in Florida. Now, she knew that her kid was not in the car. She just dropped him off at school. But what she didn't know was that her kid was under her car picking up dropped markers. And that's why she ran them over. Now, it's not always about moms messing up their kids. Sometimes they try to do the right thing, but it goes wrong. Mom in Texas shot herself in the foot. This in an effort to hide a gun from a toddler. Or the mother who had accidentally glued her own eyes shut in front of her daughter. And yes, those are hiccups. Today, we're talking smack about our mothers, because why not? Today's question, brought to you by our friends at Advanced Hair Restoration, is what's the story your mom would not want you to talk about?
Be part of the big show. Call 206-803-ROCK. Like KISW on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send those emails to the men's room at KISW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Home of Tones, away we go. Welcome to the 20th anniversary season, episode number 4,315. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. A guaranteed future repeat, the exciting return of Ted versus the FCC. Ted, we did remember last night that you lost last week on Ted versus the FCC. It might have been the last word of the entire tongue twister.
I feel like you were close.
It was close.
Yeah, it was. So we're going to give you another shot at Shipmate Shelley, who likes to draw ships, shiny ships, that are sailing in a diagonal manner.
Oh, interesting.
Take two of Ted versus the FCC coming up at 4:35. What else do we have for you? We will drink and toast in the weekend. It's a Mother's Day weekend. And then, of course, it's Bad Choice Friday time.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
Jam-o. And, of course, it wouldn't be Mother's Day without
LL Cool J. What a sweet mom. I bet you she said, James, stop licking your lips.
Huh?
Mm. Gonna make them chat.
Ladies love Cool James. And Mama said, knock you out. Now, we're looking for another song to take on LL Cool J. We started doing a little hunting around. And believe it or not, the one and only Mr. T from the A-Team fame and from Rocky III, you know Mr. T.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, he recorded a couple of songs in his lifetime.
With now, Foo Fighters?
I did not know this. I did not know that Mr. I know that Mr. T had a cereal. I know that Mr. T.
What was
had
the cereal called?
Probably I Pity the Fool Who Don't Eat This.
Pity Flakes.
Pity. Yeah, something. Right, exactly.
Eat but your Pity Flakes, boy.
He had a Saturday morning cartoon.
Yep.
I mean, he had a
guest
lunchbox.
Guest starred on Different Strokes.
He had all this stuff. I did not know that he was also a talented musician.
He was just a caricature of a human, wasn't he?
He was.
Yes.
What, do you have his cereal name?
It was just Mr. T cereal.
Oh, it's just, that's it.
Yeah. Okay. But back in the day, believe it or not, Mr. T had a song, and it's titled Treat Your Mother Right.
Mother, there is no other like mother, so treat her right. Mother, I always love her, my mother, so treat her right.
I hope people vote for this.
For the moan and the miserable groan.
You think his mom was touched when he played this for her?
Mom, life? I wrote this for you.
You know what? Yeah.
No,
your mother. There is no other.
Turn this up. This is when you act like you like your kids' art drawings.
When they're in kindergarten.
Yes, exactly.
That is what this is.
Is that a turkey shaped like your hand?
That's a cow.
Oh, my God.
Get out of here. Mr. T. I hope people vote for that.
Come on, man.
Mr. T, treat your mother right.
Has this song ever been played on the radio?
Now, when you put the poll up there at Men's Room Live on X, did you put Mr. T or did you just put treat your mother right?
No, I put Mr. T. The issue is the people on
X.
Yeah.
I don't know that they're going to know this song.
Well, nobody knows this song.
We just heard it for the first time.
Right. So that's what's going to be tough for Mr.
Right,
T.
Exactly.
You should put parentheses, just vote for him.
Yeah, stack the deck.
Listen to this.
Go vote for Mr. T. You've already heard LL Cool J.
Ah, jeez.
Yeah.
Treat her right. I'll pull the lyrics to that. What's the name of Treat Your Mother Right?
Treat Your Mother Right. Yes, exactly. You didn't figure that out.
This is like one of those like little PSA songs that they put in like Sesame Street and whatnot. Like,
brush your teeth. It is.
That's exactly
what it is. Be nice to your mom.
Right.
Treat your mom.
Your mom worked hard. Be nice to your mother. Treat her right.
He's in the video. He's still wearing like 9 million pounds of chains.
He's like threatening these kids to treat their mom right without actually being threatening.
All right, so essentially the lyrics here, it starts with treat her right, treat your mother right, treat her right, treat her right. Mother, there is no other like mother. So treat her right. Mother, I'll always love her. My mother. So treat her right. Treat her right. All right, now here we go. This is where Mr. T starts getting deep. Are you ready?
Yeah.
M is for the moan and the miserable groan from the pain that she felt when I was born. Did Ray Lewis write these? I'm not making this up.
Oh, he's doing that right now. Be worried that I called when I stayed out late. The last letter R is that she taught me respect. And for the room up in heaven that I know she'll get.
Could Mr. T do this right now?
For the room
if we had Mr. T in studio, could he sing?
Oh, he's spelling mother. All right.
Treat your mother right.
So M is for the moan and the miserable groan from the pain that she felt when I was born. Oh, it's for the oven with its burning heat where she stood making sure I had something to eat. T is for the time that she stayed up all night and took my temperature when I wasn't feeling right. H, his for hand-earned money she spent to keep clothes in my back and try to make to pay the rent. E is for every wrinkle I put on her face. Damn, T.
Wow.
And every worry that I caused her when I stayed out late. And the last letter, R, is that she taught me respect for the room up in heaven that I know she'll get.
Will it be Mr. T or LL Cool J?
She's a queen, second to none. Take care of her mother. You only get one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are your options on a Bad Choice Friday. Vote now if you follow us on X there at Men's Room Live. Guess what? Mom is the topic today.
Is she?
Yes, Sunday is Mother's Day.
There is no other.
And one thing that most parents can attest to is you don't really know what you're doing, and you just kind of got to jump right into it. And
yeah, you're
that's the way parenting works. Whether you're a father, a mother, we celebrate moms on Sunday. Ted, you were talking the other day about Tom Brady saying, like, look, man, sometimes being a parent, you F up. You find out, you're going to mess up. And it doesn't matter if you're mom or dad. You will mess up along the way.
A buddy of mine put it in perspective. He has like probably about a 23-year-old daughter now. And he goes, look, man. He goes, this is the truth of it. Just picture this with an Irish accent because he has a thick Irish accent. But he said, look, as a parent, the one thing I figured out is this. He goes, in the course of your kid's life, at least up until about 18, whenever they move out, there might be like two or three things you're still mad about.
Oh, yeah.
Right? The party they did. And he goes, but it's like two or three. We're talking every day for 18 years. Your kid has no less than 20,000 things they're pissed off at you.
Still. Mom. And you don't know what you don't know what it is.
Yeah. Oh, that was his point. He's like, every time she says she's mad, he goes, it's a different story. He's like, you know, with your kids, they get used to the stories you tell because those are the two or three times that you really piss them off. It's like your kids, every time they say they're mad, you say, what about? He's like, it's entirely different than the last time.
Yeah. And you don't know what it's going to be. You really don't know the thing that your parents do. And even as you're an active parent, you have absolutely zero clue what those things
are. Right, you try to not do the things that your parents did, but you're still doing something that your kids hate.
I think that is your litmus test. You basically have a list of things that you will not do.
Correct.
That's where you start. With your children that was done to you by your parents. And that's kind of where you start your parenting philosophy.
The problem is, our kids are going to do the same thing, and it's going to hurt our feelings.
Right.
We're going to look
at
the list like, what?
What a dumbass you are.
I know.
How you mess this other stuff up. But either way, you know, look, this is the way it really shakes down. The first child in the family, okay? That's when the parents are really paying attention on every single thing from strapping that car seat into the back as tight as they possibly can, to following directions for a change, which dads never do. Men don't do that. They actually, when they put a crib together, the last thing they want is something terrible to happen to their child.
Because they never specify with all these crib recalls if it is the design of the crib
or the installation.
And I never thought about it until I was putting my first crib together. And I looked at my wife and I said, look, man, I said, I know you research this and all that crap, but I'm like, I don't know if it's me or the crib. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Because you're convinced. Right. Doctors will convince you, if you're going to be a new parent, they're going to convince you that your child is going to die in their sleep in the first 2 months.
The first child gets everything. They get all of the gadgets. They get the bouncy seat, the vibrating seat, all the things. It's kind of like when you get a cat, right? You get a cat tower. Damn thing never goes into the cat tower.
Right.
You get a scratching post. It scratches your couch instead. You're just throwing everything onto the wall, seeing what sticks with this first kid. Then you have another kid. And you think, look, man, now I'm really going to hone my skills as a parent. Because
you do the opposite.
You absolutely just go, I got this.
You're fine.
You're not.
You're fine.
You don't even try to improve your parenting. Matter of fact, you slack off a little bit on it. By the time the third kid gets there, you're like, good luck.
Right.
You got no pictures. You got no baby book.
Oh, yeah.
You got Jack. I mean, Ted, you can probably attest
to this. I'm the third kid. do you have a baby book with feet pressed into it or all that crap that they do on the first kid? You know what I mean?
See, that's what I'm saying. All the things.
Well, no. I mean, it's not even salty. It's just like,
No. It's like the give and take. Because it's like, generally when you're the baby, like, you're the favorite. But there's no, like, it's like a joke in my family. It's like I was never a baby.
Right, but you don't
there's get one photo of me in a meeting cigarette letter.
Yeah, but you get, but you do get more leniency. And that's the trade-off on being the last child.
Well, you got to have an older sibling that messes up.
Right, to beat down the door.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, that did not work for me because of my brother. And this was the problem that my parents had. Because, again, at some point, they were new parents. You know, in your mind, your parents have just always been parents. But they had my brother. They had not been parents. Mm-hmm. They lucked out because he was just super nerdy, into his own things, did not cause problems, always did well in school. So I think that they thought that that's just how kids are. And then I came along, and as my mother would say, basically it destroyed the whole paradigm. She was like, we just thought, man, having kids is easy. Yeah, there's a lot of responsibility to keep them alive. But as far as the kids go, if we parent like this, our kid's wonderful. Because that's my brother. And they had a 5-year head start on that. So they're like, oh, dude, this is smooth sailing. So my mother's like, yeah, when I was pregnant with your ass, we're like, cool, dude, we got this. We are great parents. Look at this kid. She's like, you just effed up everything. She's like, it did not matter what we tried. It did not matter what we did. You were an idiot. And you were a determined idiot.
Yeah. The weird thing, though, about your parents is that in your mom or your dad, whatever it is, even though, look, they're trying to figure this out, too. You're younger, but for some reason, the things that really irk you about your parents, you never forget that. Like the time that my mom forgot my birthday, for whatever reason, you know what I mean?
You can be mad about it forever.
Yes, you are mad about it. Why is it still on my brain?
Because you are mad about it. But I'm not, but apparently I am. Yes, you are.
I mean, what would a counselor tell you? Like, obviously.
You're mad about
obviously
it.
Obviously, there's something bothering you about this, you know?
Yeah.
But
my parents have done a billion things. I don't remember most of them. But the ones that pissed me off, I'm not actively mad about it now, but when you revisit the moment, you get mad again.
Those are couples. I mean, it's stuff that wasn't even her fault. Like, at one point in time, I was Little League Baseball. Here's an example. You talk about your unassisted triple play.
All right. That was T-ball, my man.
That's right. But this was Little League. This was B Little League.
Early bloomer.
This was B Little League, so you're like 9, 8, 10 years old, somewhere in there. But my brother, I believe my mom was pregnant with my sister, and my brother, they're 2 years apart, was maybe 1 year old, all right? So it wasn't like that my mom could just pack everything up and go down and watch all of my Little League games.
Sure.
Or whatever that was and all that stuff. The strange thing about the town that I grew up in, we did have a paper in town, and the sports department, I swear to God, they covered everything. So they had all the Little League stats of all of the leagues in the area, the teams, and then you played at the end in a citywide tournament. But the scorekeepers, one of the scorekeepers at the end of every Little League game would call the Dominion Post and give them all the stat lines on everything. And that way they would keep the updates on the standings and put those in the sports section and all that crap. So I come home one night, and my mom says, and I was pissed that she didn't go to the game. She goes, how'd you guys do? I said, we won. She goes, you won? I said, yeah, we won. So I go upstairs, you know, and just whatever, start stewing in it. But I pitched a no-hitter, and I think that was one of the first no-hitters of the year as far as Little League goes. Also, I hit 2 home runs. This is one game. I think we won like 5-0. But, I mean, I'm killing
it. A no-no and 2 home runs?
I'm dominating.
It's a great stat line.
I'm dominating this game, right?
Yeah.
But they put a headline up in the newspaper, all right? So the headline is, you know, Montgomery throws no-hitter, 2 home runs. And then they have the Little League, you know, stats below.
Yeah.
All right. Well, again, my next door neighbor, he runs the newspaper in the magazine business in town.
All right.
So what does he do? He grabs all the extra sports the next day after, all the sports and brings them over to a stack and says, Mary, do you want these? Because, you know, your son's, you know, you want to save a couple of these? And she's like, what is it? And she opens it up. She's like, oh, my God, you're in the paper. I'm like, yeah, that's the game you didn't go to. Why am I mad? You got a baby on your shoulder. Like, you're pregnant. You know
what I mean? But there's something about, I don't know if this is true with daughters, but sons to mothers, the most important thing you can do is be present at the game. And then with that, when you are at the game, make sure that you're paying attention to them. Because when they do something good, the only place they look first
is you.
Is at their parents.
And same with the recital. Like I said, I'm going with the recital.
Right. When they're singing, like they're looking at you. You're being serenaded. Yes, they're up there with 30 other kids, but all of those kids are individually serenading their parents. That's the only freaking thing that matters. And when my daughter was super little, God, and you sit through these school programs. Look, they are what they are, and I know everyone says they're cute. I understand the kids are cute, the freaking kids, but they also sound like ass. All right, so they're out there squat. Every kid, when they walk out there, you see them all just looking for their parents, and then when they finally find their parents, then they relax and sing. But they never stop staring at
you. That's right. Like any kind of choir, band, you name it, a sporting event, the first thing you see when you walk into that that auditorium is your child trying to find you.
Yeah, that's it.
And it happens.
It's also like anybody.
What's that?
I think kids just like, but obviously the parents are super important.
Yeah.
Or grandparents, but like, even for Bernie's kids, like, I'm not super tight with them, but when I'm back east, like, I'll go watch their game, and it's just fun. Maybe just because it's somebody else.
Because they're just want like, to impress
you. And he was like, Teddy, I saw your hit.
Oh, look, man.
Good job.
If my parents came into town, they'd worry less about me. They're going to start the grandparent. Right. It is so important to kids. And like I said, my son, volleyball cracks me up. Like, he'll have a nice play, and it's like, I know the first thing he's going to do. He looks at me. He knows I'm watching the game. So now we have little hand signals to be like, yeah, kind of thing. But before that, when he's super little, everything. Did you see that?
And it's what's crazy is you don't even realize that there's a line drawn in the sand on this. And the last time it will ever happen to you as a parent is at high school graduation. You will look down at your kid. You will see your kid. And they are desperately trying to find you.
Mm-hmm.
And when they do find you, just remember this. That will be the last time in your life that your kids actively look to see if you are there and present.
Yeah.
That's it. Because after that, they're
doing their own thing.
They don't care.
Now they don't want you to know what they're doing.
Now I'm just,
stop watching me.
Yeah, I'm going somewhere else, Mom. I'm going somewhere else.
They have
else,
a different
Dad.
Way that they ask the same question. The intonation. Because when they're little, you know, like right now, my son will come running off the volleyball court. Dad, did you see that? I feel like after about 18, they'd be like, hey, Dad, did you see that? Right? Mm-hmm. Same question, but entirely different.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Just did you see what I did earlier out there?
Oh, when you backed the car into the...
Yeah, I saw that.
Right. What's a story your mom would not want you to tell about her? 206-803-ROCK.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Video's gone viral and it's leaving people stunned and confused. The footage shows a mom walking away from a park completely absorbed in a phone call. But the twist, she seems to forget her child who was left behind. A passerby notices and calls out to her, and the woman rushes back to collect her kid. What initially looks like a simple mistake is now sparking debates across the internet. is this real or is this staged for the cameras? In the video, the woman walks briskly through a park, talking on her phone, clearly unaware that her child is still back at the park. A man walking behind her notices the child and calls out loudly to her. Once she hears him, she quickly runs back and takes the child from his arms. The entire situation is witnessed by bystanders in the park.
So basically, you know,
she forgot her kid there. Our question, what is the story that your mom would not want you to tell about her? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Chris. Welcome to the men's room. Hello, Chris.
Are you muted, Chris?
He might be muted. We'll get back to him. Hello, Zach. Welcome to the men's room.
Boo, bitches.
Boo!
So, the one and only time that I know of my mother going to jail, obviously, if it happened any other time, I don't know. But I was about 10 or 12, and as the story goes, she had a bag of clothes to take to one of those donation bins after work.
Okay.
And she took it in. It was all of our, you know, stuff that didn't fit us anymore or whatever. And she took it in and she said it was kind of full. And when she opened it to put the bag in, she saw what she believed to be a rather expensive coat sitting kind of right on top. And so she put the bag in and then took the coat out. And when she took the coat out, there happened to be a cop in the parking lot and saw her and I guess got her for theft. Or something, but yeah, she went to jail for the night, and then they would pick her up in the morning.
So you really believe that your mom stole one coat that was supposed to be donated anyway, and they threw her ass in jail?
She was not the person to steal any, like, donations. Like we had a bag full of stuff to donate. I don't know why. I don't know what possessed her to do. You know what I mean? Like,
because it was a nice coat, and someone was getting. Right. I get her position. Look, I didn't even. I understand that you cannot steal from a donation bin, but I would also think that if I'm going there with a bag of clothes, right, so I drop off 10 pairs of pants and grab one thing out, you might get a little leniency, right?
Mm-hmm.
I guess not.
That might have been what happened. I don't know. She never really justified it. We didn't talk about it too much because, like I said, she wasn't a terrible person, and I guess we let it slide.
Okay. So, all right. What was the follow-up to that? Did she have to go to court, all that kind of stuff?
She had to go to court. I think she had to pay like $150 or $200 fine or something. And I think it might still be on her record. I don't know if she got off.
Were you joking when you said the only time I think my mom was arrested, or do you know, has she been arrested multiple times?
No, I mean, as far as since I've been born, right? Like, I don't know about her past before that. She might have been into stuff before.
I mean, anyone's parents could have been, but I don't suspect that they were. Why do you think that she may have been?
To me, I always thought, like, I don't know. You don't start off with stealing from a donation bin. So I kind of suspected maybe she did before.
What do you think she started with? Because to be honest with you, listening to the story, I feel like stealing from a donation bin, if you're donating clothes and you see something you like, could easily be a starter crime.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she went there. She did not go there to commit a crime. Like, if I'm going to shoplift, that is my goal when I get into the store. I know that. But if I'm going to the donation bin with clothes, that's not my intent. That's just a moment of opportunity, if you will. But you're saying your mom, something about her seems potentially shady from the past?
Yeah. I think.
Okay. All right, fair enough.
I think one time when my brother was younger, I saw her put something in the bottom of the stroller and not pay for it. But I was like 6 years old, and I didn't know.
For real, man.
I don't know for sure, but it could have happened, and that kind of, yeah.
You think your mom might be a little klepto-y?
Their first time. You might have, like, a little klepto gene.
Okay.
I mean, look, if he's that confident, I believe him.
No, I do, too.
I don't. Were you with her when she went to the donation bin?
No. That was after she had got off work and I was at home.
I think this is all a ruse. I think she went into like a Kohl's or a Burlington coat factory, tried to grip a coat, dude, and got busted.
You're saying his mom.
This is not a donation bin. That sounds really. She might have had some intent of one day taking clothes to the Goodwill. I don't know. I just don't believe there's a cop actively watching someone at a donation bin to see if they're stealing anything. I'm sorry. I really think there's more to the story, and she just did not tell you the truth.
What do you think, Zach? You think Miles is onto something? Because I listened to him, Miles' story actually makes more sense.
That is a damn good point. Yeah, it does make a lot more sense.
I'm dead serious, man. Like, look, you're not going to jail for the night. It's like, put that back in there.
I wish they said on the jail registry, like, exactly what they did, but it only says, like, theft, right?
Well, but it had to be also above a certain monetary amount for her to be jailed. I mean, seriously, that's the way that crime works as far as shoplifting. So if it becomes a level of, it's not a misdemeanor, but if it becomes, like, you know, a felony charge.
I think over $500, you got a felony.
Yeah, because the coat's worth more than that. Then you're going to spend the night in jail.
Aren't you glad you called, Zach?
Hey, I used to think really highly of it. Come on here.
You can still think highly of your mother. Look, man, your mother can be the greatest mother on earth because the job as a mother is a mother. If the other thing she does is
a klepto,
grip some stuff, I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, look, man, there's a lot of kids whose parents are a mob boss, right? And they'll tell you, look, I know what he does. I don't want any part of that, but great parent. We had a mob boss. Looking back, I have no doubt this guy was a mob boss. I won't even say his name, but we're living in Colorado. And at the time, it seemed normal for this guy, but it's not a normal thing. So early Saturday morning, it's 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning, but it's Saturday. We don't have school. All the kids live near each other. It was unquestioned. We'd all go to each other's house, right, and ring the doorbell, and either the kid opened the door or the parent did. And any parent that opened the door, if it's mom, she's in the bathroom, she has a cup of coffee, she looks tired, but she lets you in the house or sends your kid outside. Same thing with the dads. If you went to this kid's house, and it did not matter the time of day, his dad, black hair, slick back, always in a suit. Always. So you could go 7:45 in the morning. You roll to that house. Dude is wearing a suit and seems like he's been awake for a hot minute. No one knows what he did. He never had, like, normal hours. But anyway, this particular kid, in addition to having that dad, the pinky rings, the whole nine, he was the first kid to get a trampoline.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He was the first kid. Do you remember Tobor? It's robot backwards, and I want to say it was like the first. That was the big sales pitch, Dad, leading up to Christmas. Tobor. It's Tobor. Robot backwards, and I want to say it's like maybe the first remote control kind of robot thing that you could. But he got all that stuff. If there was a new big wheel, he got the new big wheel, right? They never seemed rich, but he always had like the top toys all the time, and his dad was always in a suit. So my point being, chances are his dad was a mobster. But I think from the kid's perspective, like, dude, he's awesome.
Yeah.
He's great.
Yeah. What is a story that your mom would not want you to tell about her? 206-803.
Like, I don't think my mom ever got arrested.
How many times do you think your dad's been arrested?
He never said he had been arrested.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't put it past him.
I know my dad's been arrested once, but I didn't even find this out until maybe 15 years ago, whatever the case. All I knew was that he was in the Navy, which is true. So when I was growing up, and look, he had a lot of that military-style stuff, you know what I mean? Like, if he told you to do something, it was not a question. You were being told to do this. You
do it.
The way he makes his bed, all that stuff, right? So, in my mind, that's all it was. No big deal. And he would tell me stories about the Navy. And about 15 years ago, he was saying something about the Navy, because his brother had also been in the Navy. He saw his brother, blah, blah, blah. So my mother just says, Robert, did you tell him why you joined the Navy? And then it got oddly quiet. I'm glad you wanted to serve your country. He's like, no, man, I was on a high-speed chase with the cops through the streets of Houston. It's a big, long-winded story, but the point was, he was arrested, and he's given a choice. You can join the military or go to jail. And I go, that's why you joined the Navy. I understand your choice. I'm just saying, like, growing up, man, I thought, like, yeah, it's a real American hero,
serve
brother.
His country.
He's like, yeah, I did all that, too. I'm just saying the reason I went, because I was arrested. Huh.
What's the story your mom would not want you to tell about her? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Curtis. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola! Hookers and blow, gentlemen.
Hola!
So, fifth grade, this is back in the 80s, fifth grade field trip to Mount Rainier. My mom's a chaperone. Drive Sree and me and three of my other best friends, you know, in her car, go to the field trip, right here, drop everybody off, pull back into the driveway at our house, getting the backpacks out of the car, and there's this cigar box in the trunk that I've never seen before. So, wonder what's in there. Open it up, about six joints and a bag of weed.
No.
Mom, watch this. Grabbed it out of my hands, slammed it shut, threw it back in the trunk, slammed the trunk, started yelling at me, mind your own damn business and don't touch anything. Found out years later it was actually my uncle's who had given it to my dad for whatever reason. And, caused a little bit of strife with my mom and dad. But, I'm sure mom wouldn't want me telling this story, especially to, like, you know, 200,000 or 300,000 people.
Yeah, well. Yeah, I'm sure she was just like, look, some people are just anti-weed. You know, especially before it became legal, or even still to this day, you know, drugs were just, it was one lump
drugs.
Thing. Drugs were all lumped into
drugs
one
category. Drugs.
And they're all bad, and you're going to end up, you know, like reefer madness, whatever the deal is. And my mom has that mentality. She's always had that mentality. Like, look, you know, cocaine is no different than weed, which is no different
yes, it
than
is.
Heroin and... When you don't do something, you don't understand.
You don't know. Right. It's just drugs.
You just know it is drugs. And if you don't drink, you just know it is alcohol.
Sure.
So you don't know there's a difference between a shot and a beer as far as the percentage or what you're drinking.
Yeah, the impact it's going
to
have. Just,
it's all one lump thing. What is a story your mom would not want you to tell about her? 206-803-ROCK.
Here's a fine example from the text lines of a story that most mothers would not want their children to share. When I was real young, 7 or 8 years old, like 35 years ago, my mom was taking me and a friend to go skiing at the summit. Well, there's snow on I-90, slow going up the pass. She had to poop. She didn't make it. Pooped her pants.
Oh, no.
Like the off-ramp to the ski resort. That from Eric. Yes. No one enjoys telling the story of the time they pooped her pants. You might share the story of the time you pooped your pants and you can make people laugh. But it's different if Ted goes, oh, hey, have you heard the story about Thrill pooping his pants? It's an entirely different thing.
Correct.
You're like, she could tell you, and somehow she's not embarrassed. But if someone else tells you the same story, it's like, please don't. Do not share that.
What's the story your mom would not want you to tell about her? 206-803-ROCK.
Yeah.
I mean, it's true, right?
Well, I would still think for my mom, the most embarrassing one was we were going on vacation. We went to rent a car. And, I mean, the lady was just like, I need your ID. She was like, well, I don't have it. The lady was like, well, I can't rent you the car. And I mean, I don't, obviously my mom and dad had been arguing or something. My mom is not a short fuse person.
Right.
And she just lost it. Right. And even as a kid, though, I remember being like, well, it's a car. Like, you need a license. She was like, I don't know where it is. Blah,
were
blah,
you
blah.
Smart enough to not say that?
No. I said it.
Oh, how did that go?
Not well. That's what I'm saying. Like, you get
she
used
tried to rent a car without a driver's license?
Correct. Huh. Right. She was like, well, I have the reservation. And lady was just like, man, I get it. But, like, I can't rent a car to somebody unless I see they have a driver's license. And to this day, my mom's so embarrassed. I'm like, let's say something else was going on. But she just lost it on that lady.
I think there is a moment in every child's life where they state something obvious to you when you're under duress, not understanding that you don't bring it up right now. You know, like Ted said, like, well, mom, you need your driver's license. Like, that's the wrong thing to say to her. You're 100% correct. But in this moment, even though you're purely logical and in your child mind, I can easily diffuse this. Mom, you need your driver's license. As a parent, I can say it is certainly the last thing you want to hear in those moments. You know, and the kids are old enough now, it doesn't happen. But like when they're 6 or 7, like you said, it's like some kind of customer service thing. And you're going back and forth and you're already irritated.
Yeah.
Then the kid drops the... But dad, it's only $1.50 more. It's like, you're right. I'm going to kill you. Get the F out of my face right now.
And it's
man.
One of those things, right? We're renting it on a Friday night. We are going to leave at 4 a.m. that night. Like, she needs this car.
Right.
So, I mean, yeah, I get why she freaked out. But she's been embarrassed about it for years. Like, don't bring that up.
Did she go back to get her ID?
No, actually, my aunt showed up and just rented the car. And then we drove it.
Was it a quiet car ride? Those are the worst, man. Like, your parents didn't fight in front of you, right? And you don't know what the deal is. And either you're leaving a place or leaving your home, and you just know. You know, you're sitting in the back of the car, and no one's saying anything, and they're being marginally nice to you. But you can just tell that, like, something deep has happened. And again, my brother's 5 years older. I don't know what my parents are arguing about, but I remember being in the Pontiac Grand Am. We're in the back seat.
And again, what you're saying, as a kid, I don't know how to explain it. You don't fathom it. As an adult, I could walk into Thrill's house. Him and his wife aren't talking. You know, I can just tell.
You feel the tension.
But as a kid, you don't get it. No. And I remember sitting, and I'm staring at my parents. And my brother's definitely older and smarter than me at this point. And I keep looking at him, and he's not making much expression. And I'm staring at mom and dad. And he can see I'm kind of putting my hand up to, like, tap my mom on the shoulder. Basically to ask her, like, why do things feel weird in the car? And I just remember my brother slowly shaking his head. And while I did not understand why he was telling me, like, just don't say anything right now, I could feel, like, the urgency of the message. Like, bro, just trust me. It doesn't matter what's going on. Do not disturb what's going on up front. Because we're all going to go down in flames. And I didn't understand. And then I got a little older. I'm like, yeah, just don't say anything right now.
What's the story your mom would not want you to tell about her? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Angela. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So this was probably about 20 years ago, but my mom and me somehow got on the subject of, like, the types of drugs that we've done in our lives. And she said, well, I got some cocaine in my wallet. I said, no, you don't. And she said, yeah, I've had it in there for about a month. And I'm like, a month? How would you keep some cocaine in your wallet for a month?
Thank you.
Yes, that's a smart question.
That's the first question that came to my mind, too. Thank you, Angela, for that.
Not one night, Mom.
Yeah, a month. And so I go, prove it. You have to prove it to me now. So she did. She pulls out an 8-ball of cocaine.
Oh, no wonder. All right. Well, I mean, 8-ball, yeah.
So how often does your mom do blow, man?
It wasn't like she got a 40 bag or something. I mean, she got an 8-ball.
And so we ended up, doing the whole thing that whole day, and it was everything that could go wrong did go wrong.
What do you mean?
We had to drive pretty far to her boss's house to go get her paycheck, and it was really raining, and she worked for a landscaping company, so we got stuck in the landlord's yard.
You didn't eat anything all day.
All right, well, you're floating on cocaine.
It was so, we got a flat tire, like, we had to go to Les Schwab. It was just awful. And then her husband at the time was, like, total no drugs, no alcohol, no nothing like that. And so she had to go home to him, and I said, peace out, I'm going.
She's doing hog legs in her car, and you're telling me her husband is straight?
How many times did you end up doing drugs with your mom after that? Because I'd be like, game on, man.
Yeah, there was a couple times.
What was it? Okay, was it good stuff?
It wasn't bad.
All right, okay. That's more so than anything. My mom gave me a joint. I would be like,
this is going to be the worst
weed.
Yeah,
this is
going to
just be
right.
Some dirt crap. It's going to be sucky and seedy and everything else, you know.
All right, so your mom was getting good stuff. All right.
Same, if she had some bright, like, you know, crazy weed, I'd be like, what the hell, Mom? Who's your guy?
Well, I remember her, like, making the line for us, and I was like, Jesus.
Was, like, she kind of like a pro?
Yeah, she was like, oh, sorry, is that too big? And I'm like, God, I guess not. Jeez, right. Here we go.
So she's laying down fat lines. Wow.
She's tapping a bullet against a...
Yeah. Were there any drugs that your mom admitted to having done that surprised you?
One, heroin, I guess. Yeah, but that was, I mean, she was a pretty good flower child in the 70s, so...
All right. Well, she probably did some acid or something. Did she brush her gums after she did a big yacker?
She didn't brush them, but she sure held them with her finger, you know, made sure all the crumbs were gone.
That's insane. That's awesome.
Well, at least you know your mom wasn't joking. That is a pro, man.
Jesus, she stayed so thin over the years. It's just crazy. What's the story your mom would not want you to tell about her? 206-803-ROCK.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent.
That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.